Is Daf Ayin Aleph. Andy asked that we learned before Shema for his wife's uncle Avram, Nachum Avram ben Rivka. He should have before Shema. He just got COVID. A lot of people are getting COVID now, so before Shema Bakarov. Okay, so let's take from the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Ula. We're talking about the topics of the Karban Chagiga. Yesterday's daf was about the Chagiga. So the Gemara begins, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shlamim Sheshachten Be'erv Yamtif, Eino Yotze Ben Lo Mishum Simcha, V'lo Mishum Chagiga. So there are a number of requirements on throughout the Yamtif. One is Shalmei Chagiga, Shlamim, and one is for Simcha purposes, and one is the Karban Chagiga, which we discussed yesterday. So let's say a person, Shechs a Karban Shlamim, Erev Yamtif, can he eat that on Yantif and fulfill his obligation of Simcha Yantif? And also, can he fulfill it for his obligation of the Karban Chagiga? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar says, neither one. It doesn't work. Lo Mishum Simcha, Lo Mishum Chagiga. Why not? Mishum Simcha doesn't work. Dechsiv Vizavachta Vizamachta. You have to rejoice and shecht and rejoice, which means Ba'inan Zvicha Bishas Simcha. That means the Zvicha, the Shechita, must take place on Yantif to fulfill the Simcha. You cannot use a leftover Shlamim that was shechted from before Yontif. That does not work for the Shlamim. We're going to see later on in the daf that there's an opinion that argues, but even though you can eat normally Shlamim can be eaten for 2 days, right? You shechted Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat it on Yontif itself, right? Yodalad, you shechted, you can eat Yodalad, you can eat Tezvav. Now, even though you could eat a Tezvav, it does not fulfill your obligation of Shalmei Simcha. The Shalmei Simcha must be shechted sometime throughout Yantif. So that's why that doesn't work for Simcha. And going on to Ayin Aleph now, the Amud Aleph, the top line here, V'lekha Mishim Chagiga either, you can't use this to fulfill your obligation of Chagiga, because Havi Davar Chova, V'chol Davar Shebechova, Ein Ba Ela Minachulim. There's a klal, that since there's an obligation to bring a Karban Chagiga, Chova, you're only allowed to use from chulin, from regular chulin, to fulfill your obligation of a Karban Chagiga. You can't use a shlamim, which isn't chulin, it's kachim. You can't use a shlamim to fulfill your obligation of a Karban Chagiga. So for these two reasons, that's why you don't fulfill not the simcha, nor the Karban Chagiga. So the Gemara is going to spend the next half of Amud here about other questions and answers about why this doesn't work for the simcha, for the shlamim doesn't work for the simcha element. So the Gemara says, three lines down now. Gemara says, Lema Mesaile, let's say the following brisa supports what we just said, the Ula quoting Rabbi Elazar, which is Vahisa Ach Sameach. What do we learn from the word Vahisa Ach Sameach? Lerabos Lele Yomtif Ha'achron Lesimcha. To include the last night of Sukkis, to include Shemina Teres, that's included in the requirements of Simcha. Rashi writes four lines down, Lerabos Lele Yomtif Ha'achron. So to tell me that you use the shlamim, you could use the shlamim for the last night of Yantif. And says the Gemara further now, that Ata Omer Leila Yantif Achron, you think it's only referring to the last night of Yantif, that there's a chiv of Simcha, the last night of Shmiat Tzeres. O Eino Ela Leila Yantif HaRishon, maybe it's referring to that the first night of Sukkis, Leil Rishon, that's a night that's chiv in Simcha. So Gemara says, Tamil Omer Ach, Ach, Chalak, Ach always comes to distinguish, to tell you the opposite, which means that no, it's not including the first night, it's coming to include the last night. So the first night of Sukkot, there is no Chi of Simcha, the first day there is, but not the first night, and the last night is Chayv in Simcha. That's the Braisa. So what does that have to do with the Shlamim being Shechted on an Erev Yomtif? So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? Why do we say that the first night of Yom Tif of Sukkot, there's no mitzvah of Simcha? La Mishum, is it not because the ain lo bima yismach? There's nothing to use to Simcha, because since you can't shecht Erev Yom Tif, and you can't do a carbon at nighttime either, so when can you bring a shlamim? You can't bring a carbon at nighttime, you can't bring one Erev Yom Tif, so for that reason, we knock out the first night of Sukkot. Is this not a support that you're not allowed to be, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with a shlamim that was shechted Erev Yom Tif? And the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Even if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with Shalom Shechted Erev Yomtif, meaning you could use the Shalom you Shechted Erev Yomtif and use it the next daytime to fulfill your Simcha, but the reason why the nighttime there's no Chiv Simcha, nothing to do with Shechting a Shalom Erev Yomtif or not, has to do with the Svara. What's the Svara? Kidatani Taima, the reason the Braisa is, Mat Risa L'Rabos Leila Yomtif Ha'achron. What was the reason why the Braisa was compelled to include the last night of Yomtif as the Chi of Simcha, Ulahotzi Leila Yamtif HaRishon, and to exclude the first night of Yamtif from Simcha? So Gemara says, Marba'ni Leila Yamtif HaAchron, I would want to include, the reason why he was compelled to include the last night, Sheyesh Simcha Lefanov, because since Shmi Yetzeres has Simcha prior to it, all the days of Chol HaMoed, it makes more sense to have that just go to segue into the last night. Umotzi ani leila Yom Tov Rishon, and I'll exclude the first night of Yom Tov, Shein Simcha Lefanov, where there is no Simcha prior to it. And that's the reason, the distinction, and nothing at all to do with whether or not you could use a Shlom Shecht of Yom Tov to fulfill your Simcha during Yom Tov itself. So now the Gemara asks another question. Meis Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Chagigas Arbasar, Yoteba Mishum Simcha, Vein Yoteba Mishum Chagiga. So this brisa clearly says that you are allowed to use a chagiga that was shecht erev Yom Tov to fulfill your obligation of simcha. Amai. Haba inen zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. Didn't we say above this klal that Ula quoted from Rabbi Elazar that you're only yotzei simcha if it was a carbon shechted b'sha simcha. But if it was a carbon shechted prior to simcha, prior to Yom Tov, it doesn't work. So how could Rav Yosef suggest here, or how could the brisa suggest that chagigas arbasar that was shechted on the 14th, that was not shechted b'shas simcha, may be used to fulfill the obligation of simcha? So the Gemara says, no, this is a unique case here. It was Amar Rav Idi Barabin she'ikev v'shachta. The situation where you actually set aside the chagiga on the 14th, but you delayed the shechting until actually Yom Tov itself, until the 15th, that's when you shechted it. So it's not really a chagiga, it's a yadalad. It was set aside yadalad, but you actually didn't use it. You didn't shecht the yadalad. It was actually shechted on Yom Tov, and it was considered b'shas zvicha. So that's why that's not a question. That's one answer. Another explanation the Gemara says, or rather just a proof for this, Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Hachanami Mistaver, it makes sense to be mokim this brisa where you delay the shechita until Yom Tov. Why? Dilo tema hachi, if you don't suggest this, ha masnisa man katani, who is the one who authored this brisa about chagigas arbasar? We saw this yesterday's daf. It's Ben Tema. And Ben Tema ha pasile belina. The moment nighttime comes, you certainly can't eat a Yom Tov. It's already possible laila. So you can't even speak about eating a Yom Tov. Shema amina must be where you delayed the shechting until the 15th, and that's when you're able to fulfill it because it is Eina Chanami b'shas zvicha. So we're still standing strong that Ula, in the name of Rebbe Lazar, holds that you only fulfill the mitzvah of simcha if the zvicha is b'shas simcha. So Gemara asks one last question on Rebbe Lazar. Meisiv Rava, Hahalel v'asimcha shmona. This is the Mishnah, the fourth parak of Masechah Sukkah. That halal is all 8 days. We know all 8 days of Sukkah, so you say a full halal. And also when it comes to simcha, you have simcha all 8 days of Sukkot. So what type of simcha are we describing here? So Rashi says, talk about shlamim. You have shlamim every single day, all 8 days of Sukkot. Now, v'yamis, if you're going to say, ba'inan zvicha, b'shas simcha, that you have to have the shchita, the zvicha, on Yom Tov itself, and not Erev Yom Tov. Well, ha zimnin sagin delo mishkachasla. Aren't there times where you don't have a full 8 days? Elo shiva, kigon shechal, Yom Tov harishon, lios b'shavah. So let me explain. So let's say first day of Sukkot was on a Monday. So what you do is, Monday, you could shecht the shlamim on Yom Tov itself. You shecht it on Monday. You could shecht one on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Shabbos, you can't shecht the shlamim. But you could shecht Erev Shabbos, which is Chol HaMoed. That's considered a Shas Simcha. So you have 8 days of a shlamim you could enjoy. But what happens if Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos? Now you can't shecht on Shabbos, and you can't shecht Erev Shabbos either, because Rebbe Elazar says you can't shecht the shlamim shelo b'shas simcha. So how could the Mishnah just say you always have 8 days of simcha? That's not true. There can be a case, in a very likely scenario, every few years, Yom Tov Rishon will fall out on Shabbos, which means you're not going to have shlamim, you're not going to have a simcha on day one of Yom Tov when it falls out on Shabbos. So it should say there are 8 days, and sometimes there are 7 days of simcha on Sukkot. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, Brei di Rav Yehuda, Misamcha b'sirei haregalim. You bring sirei regalim, which is a carbon tzibor, and it is docha Shabbos, so that's how one can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, even when Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, even though you're not shechting a shlamim, because you can't shecht it on Shabbos, you can't shecht it erev Yom Tov, you could still shecht the sirei regalim, and that's how one will fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Amarava Shay Chuvas Madavar. We have two questions. Chada, number one is the Sire Haragalam Chai Nechalim Tzli E Nechalim. The din is that the Chai, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Chai Nechalim Im Bala Ochla B'Shabbos, you want to eat the Sire Galam on Yom Tov, on Shabbos rather, Lo Yochlenu Kim Chai, you have to eat it raw. Dein Shliaso Bishul Docha Shabbos, granted you could do the Shchita of the Sire Regalam on Shabbos, but you can't do, roast it, you can't cook it on Shabbos. And basachai ain't kan simcha. You don't have simcha. You have raw meat. That's not called simcha. You have to have cooked meat. So therefore, since you only can eat it raw and you can't eat it roasted, that's not a fulfillment of simcha. That's number one. Question two, v'od, kohanim ochlin v'yisraelim b'masmechem. So that only answers the question of how kohanim, they can eat from the seir of regalim, but everybody else in the tzibur can't eat from seir of regalim, so how are you and I able to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha? Ella, the Gemara says that this Mishnah about halal v'simcha shmona has nothing to do with shlamim at all. Ella, amra papa, misamcho b'ksus nikia v'yayin yashan, one can be misamche with clothing, with nice clothing, clean clothing, and old, nice, aged wine. And therefore, this is not a question either on the issue of shechting or not being able to shecht the shlamim erev Yom Tov. So that's all the first opinion. That's how Ula reported Rebbe Lazar's understanding, again, that shlamim that was shechted erev Yom Tov doesn't work to fulfill your obligation if you eat the shlamim even on Yom Tov because you need zvicha b'sha simcha. But now Ula quotes Rebbe Lazar differently. Rabban came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported that Amar Rebbe Lazar, a different report than Ula's understanding, he quoted Rebbe Lazar saying, "Shlamim sheshachten me'erv yamtif yote behem mishum simcha." One can use the shlamim for their mitzvah, even though it wasn't shechted b'sha simcha. You could still use it. Just again, remind yourselves: shlamim is eaten for 2 days. So you shechted erev yamtif. You can eat it the next day, day two on the tesvav, and you could fulfill your obligation eating the shlamim, even though it wasn't shechted on Pesach itself. So again, shlamim sheshachten me'erv yamtif yote behem mishum simcha v'ein yote behem mishum chagiga. Yotimem mishum simcha, because lo ba'inan zvicha b'sha simcha. He does not require one to shecht it b'sha simcha. You don't have to shecht it in Yantiv itself. V'lo mishum chagiga, as well, like we saw earlier, to have a davar shebechova. There's an obligation to bring a carbon chagiga. And it's a klal, the chal davar shebechova ain ba ela menachulim. As opposed to, you can't bring it from a shlamim, which is kachim, that can't be used to fulfill your obligation of a chagiga. It must come from chulin money. But that's not a topic for now. Our focus is whether you could shecht shlamim erev Yantiv and use that for your simcha, and that's the opinion of Rabban, as he reports from Rebbe Lazar. So now the Gemara says, asks one question to him, Meisive. Similar question to what we asked above, to Ula's understanding, V'hayisi ach sameach, the rabbos leila yomtiv ha'achron l'simcha. So the pasuk ach sameach comes to include the last night of yomtiv, of sukkis, of shmi atzeres, there's a chi of simcha. So ata omer l'rabbos leila yomtiv ha'achron, you think it comes to include the last night of shmi atzeres, o einu ela l'rabbos leila yomtiv ha'rishon, maybe it's coming to include the first night of sukkis. Tamalomer ach chalak ach divides, and we only include the last night, and we exclude the first night. My taima, why do we exclude the first night? Lav mishum de ein lo b'may yismach. Is this not a question to Rabin? The reason why you don't have simcha the first night is because you can't have a shlamim. You can't have a shlamim. You can't shecht at night time. That's a klal in all hilchos of avoda in karbanos, and you can't shecht at erev yom tov because you need zvicha b'sha simcha. Does this not go against Rabin's understanding that he says you can use simcha? So why else wouldn't you have simcha the first night? So Gemara says, no, not true at all. Gemara says, lo, kidatani, the reason why there's no simcha the first night has nothing to do with shlamim being shecht erev yom tov or not. You can shecht shlamim erev yom tov, and you use it the next day to eat it. So why is there no simcha belaila the first night? For a different reason. Kidatanya, Mavri Isa, like we saw above, what was the reason? Why did the Braisa feel compelled? The rabbos Leila Yamtav Ha'achron Lahotzi Leila Yamtav Arishon, to include the last night, to exclude the first night. Marbani Leila Yamtav Ha'achron, I'm going to include the last night. B'sheyesh Simcha Lafanav, since there are days before Shmi Atzeres of Simcha, it makes sense to just seamlessly go into the last night of Shmi Atzeres as well, as opposed to Motzi Ani Leila Yamtav Arishon, I'll exclude the first night, Shein Simcha Lafanav, whereby there is no Simcha prior to the first night of Sukkot. Okay.
We hold that there is simcha, right, the first night?
No, we hold there's no simcha the first night.
There's no simcha the first night?
And legabe shlamim, legabe this halacha of shlamim.
I'm saying in general, there is a basar b'yayin, there is a simcha.
Not legabe shlamim, though. There's general simcha of yantiv, but not this particular halacha of shlamim, though. So now the Gemara says, a different topic, but related to a chagiga, it's a bit of a tricky lima now. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says that minayin le'emurei chagigas chamisha asar shenifsalim belina. How do you know that they emurim? So we know there's basar. The basar is the aspects of the meat, the carbon that you eat. And then there's the emurim, which is what you throw onto the mizbeach. So how do you know that the emurei chagigas chamisha asar shenifsalim belina, that by sunrise the next morning, that they're pasal, the emurim? Shenemar tez in the pasuk v'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker, the chagiga until the morning, V'samech lein, a few psukim later, it says Rashis. Now, Rashis is talking about Rashis Bikurei at Masecha, referring to Bikurim, but the fact that they're close to each other, this Boker means Boker Rishon, by the first night, so you shechted again, the Chagigah is shechted the 15th, you eat it the 15th, and the night of the 15th, by the morning of the 16th, the Boker Rishon, already it's possible Lina. That's the Klal. So the Gemara says, L'meimra, is this to suggest, the high Boker Rishon here, it tells us that the Boker, when it says in the Pasuk that Lo Yolin Chelev Chagiyad Boker, means Boker Rishon the first night, rather the first morning is when it already becomes possible. So the Gemara asks, Amaskiv Rav Yosef, Taima, the Kasa Rashis, only because the Pasuk is juxtaposed to the words Rashis Bikuriyad Masecha, do we interpret the word Boker to refer to Boker Rishon? Ha Lo Kasa Rashis, had the Pasuk not said Rashis, what would have been the default understanding of Boker? Hava mina, my boker sheni. It would refer to the second night, which means you shechted it on the 15th. You can eat it the 15th, and then the 16th, and it's not possible alina until the morning of the 17th. That's the second boker. Had not said racious, that would have been the default. If you were to ask me what does boker mean in the Torah, the Gemara is implying boker means boker sheni. It's only because it says racious that this is an exception that means boker rishon. But had not been for this, the stamma understanding, the default, would mean boker sheni. So now this is going to be the question. So the Gemara says, mi ika, is there anything that the basar, when it comes to basar ifsalo meorto, veimurin at safra? Is there any example where we have where the meat becomes pasul at nighttime and then the imurim is pasul until the following morning? So we have to pay attention just for the days going on here. Chagiga is normally eaten for 2 days and a night. So let's just, instead of using dates, let's use days of the week. Okay, Sunday, Monday, that's the 2 days. So Sunday is the 15th, Monday is the 16th. So normally, the way Chagigah works is you eat the basar Sunday night, and Monday. And Monday night, it's pasul b'lina. But in Murim, we're actually extending it Sunday night, Monday, and including Monday night as well. It's not pasul until Tuesday morning. That's a boker sheni. So we see that's what the Gemara said right now. Havamina. So we see where you can extend a Murim in the Havamina, that even boker sheni. That's the Havamina. So Gemara said, how could there be Havamina? Why would you think that a Murim could be allowed longer than the actual eating of the basar? So the Gemara says again, mi'ika mide de basar ifsale me'orta, that the basar, the meat, becomes pasul at nighttime, which in our case is going to be Monday night. We pasul Monday night, right? Sunday night, Monday. It's pasul Monday night. Ve'murim ad tafer, not until Tuesday morning is the murim going to be pasul. The din is murim should be more chamer. Why are more and more chamer? Because they're going on to the mizbeach, the kula legavoa. The bus is eaten by regular people. So you would think that which is completely hektish should be more chamer than that which is not completely hektish. So Amar Lei Abaye says, Alam Alo, why are you so bothered by this? Just because a murim has more time before it comes pasulina, that makes it a problem? It's more than the basar? We have such an example. Hare Pesach, according to the Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, the basar ifsolei mechatzos. We know there's a machlokas when there's the last time a person can eat the Karim Pesach. And Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, if you remember from the sugya Maseches Bracho, says that chatzos, midnight, you have to stop eating. Okay, that's the basar ends at midnight. As opposed to a murim at tafer, you have all night until the morning to continue to burn the murim of a Karim Pesach. So just like by the Karim Pesach, within the world of Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, the emurim lasts longer than the basar, we shouldn't be so bothered here either that the emurim of the chagigah could last longer than the basar itself. So why is that so problematic? So the Gemara tweaks the question and says, no, this is really the question. Amar Rava, Rava says, Rav Yosef hachi ka kashile. This was the problem. Mi ika mide diida diila tana le basar le bayreshis. Rav Kana le murim bayreshis. So I'll explain how I will read this inside one more time. That we're going to find a brisa, a very complicated brisa, that's going to prove that when it comes to basar, stam boker regarding basar means boker rishon. So if by basar, the word boker means boker rishon, how then by emurim are we saying boker would mean boker sheni? What would the difference be? So we're going to again bring a whole long brisa to prove that in the context of eating basar for Karim Pesach, stam boker means boker rishon. That should also be the same halacha by the emurim. Stam boker should also be boker rishon. Why would there be a havamina to say boker by emurim should be boker sheni, while by basar, stam boker means boker rishon? So that's going to pretty much take us to the rest of the Amud Beis to the Mishnah, which is his rejection of this dinner Rav Kana. So let's read that one more time. The Amar of Yosef Rava, Rav Yosef Hachi Kakashli. He was bothered by the following question: Mi ika midir, is there anything? Dilu Tana le basar lo by rachis. The Tana who teaches by the basar, you don't need the word rachis to tell me boker means rachis. That was the default. Boker definitely means rachis by basar. Rav Kana, but you have Rav Kana, who's only an Amora, that Lemurim, the Bai Reishis, that you need the word Reishis to tell me, to qualify the word Boker means Reishis, but had not been that way, it would have been Boker Sheni. So why would you have such a difference? So what's the Braisa that tells us that Boker means Boker Rishon with respect to Basar? So Gemara quotes a Braisa, last line of Ein Alf Amin Alf here, Mahi, Desani, the Braisa says, Lo Yolin Min Basar, Asher Tizbach Be'erev B'yom Rishon LeBoker. So a bit of a complicated, the phrase itself is hard to define, but Rashi first tells us here, last two lines of the Amud before we turn the page, Asher Tizbach Be'erev B'chagigas Arbasar, Mahi, we're talking about the Chagiga brought on the 14th of Nisan, the Nishchat Im Pesach Be'erev, it was Shechta there, the afternoon time, along with the Karim Pesach. So the way the pasuk is going to end up be reading is that it read as follows. It says, "Lo yalin min abasa asher tizbach be'erev b'yom rishon kama laboker," which means you eat it b'yom rishon. You're allowed to eat it the entire day of the 14th, and then laboker, you the next morning is when you burn it. So what's going on here? So Gemara darshins as follows, going on to Amud Beis now. Limed al chagigas yudalid shenechelas l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. We learn from here that you eat it on 2 days. You eat it on the 14th, and you eat it on the night of the 15th, and the 15th itself, and then you burn it the following boker, the boker sheni. That's what's the drasha right now. Because b'yom rishon means you eat it b'yom rishon, kama, la boker is when you're going to end up burning it. So the Gemara says, so we learn again, it's eaten 2 days and one night. So the Gemara says, because again, just to be clear, yom rishon means the yom rishon of Pesach. So you shecht it, Pesach the 14th, and then you can eat it b'yom rishon, which is the next day, the 15th. And boker, that means the boker sheni. That's the drasha. So Gemara says, "O enu ela liyom v'layla." Maybe it really means you only eat it the day, which is the 14th, and the night, and the night of the 15th. But maybe you cannot eat it the next day of the 15th itself. So Gemara says, "Keshu omer b'yom rishon." That means you could eat it on the first day of Pesach. That means the 15th. So hare boker sheni amar. So it must be when it says the word la boker, that means the boker sheni. That's the drasha right now. So the Gemara says, "O enu ela boker rishon." Maybe the word boker means rishon. And when we have this drasha of mani mekayim chagiga hanechalas hashayamim v'layla echad chutz mizu, we have a klal in general that you can eat a chagiga for 2 days and one night. But maybe that's referring to every other chagiga other than a chagiga that was shechted erev yom tov. Maybe a chagiga of yedalad should be unique. That maybe taka you should burn it b'yom rishon. And this general klal of shnei chagiga nechalas hashayamim refers to every other chagiga except for chagiga yedalad. Maybe that's really how the brisa should be interpreted. Gemara says no, because kishu omer bo, when it says a pasuk, a different pasuk now, im neder o nedava, that's limeda al chagigas yedalad shenechalas lebeis yamim v'layla echad. We know from elsewhere the chagiga yedalad certainly can be eaten for 2 days and one night. You can't have this havamina that this chagiga yedalad should be eaten only 1 day, one night. We know it has to be 2 days and one night. How do you know? What's this pasuk? So if you look at Rashi, kishu omer im neder, around eight narrow lines down in Rashi, b'achilas shlamim shnei yamim, it says by eating shlamim in general, you eat it for 2 days. Im neder o nedava zevach karbano, says the pasuk. V'yom ekrivu ezvacho yochal, you eat it the day you shechted, and also mimacharas, that's the 2 days of eating a shlamim. Sare shnei yamim v'layla shebein time, that's the mefurish pasuk. V'havle lemichta, the pasuk could have simply said neder o nedava. What does it mean im neder? What's the extra lashon im, the word im, lamali? Riba comes to include af shalmei chova la'achilas shnei yamim, even that which you have to bring. Normally, shlamim is a voluntary carbon. A voluntary carbon is brought eaten for 2 days. But even if you're obligated to bring, such as a chagiga yedalim, that's also eaten 2 days and one night. So you can't have this havamina that maybe the chagiga yedalim shall be 1 day and one night. That's the brisa. Okay, a little bit complicated. Yeah. So now we're not done though. That was a brisa. Now we have to analyze the brisa and bring it to as our proof. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, O enu ela boker rishon. So the Gemara had this havamina after proving that chagigas yedalad can be eaten 2 days and one night. The Gemara says maybe it can only be eaten 1 day. But how can you say that? Ha'amers, we just said before this, kishu omer b'yom rishon hare boker sheni. The pasuk reads, you eat chagiga b'yom rishon the first day of Pesach, that's already the second day. It was a chagigas yedalad, you eat it yedalad, and also b'yom rishon, which is tesvav, and boker must be boker sheni. How could the Gemara suggest, let's how can you say maybe boker means boker rishon? We already established it can't mean boker rishon. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kama. What the Brice is suggesting is, O enu ela b'shei chagigos hakasim medaber. Maybe you could divide the pasuk into halves and say, Achas chagigos yedalad, v'achas chagigos tezvav. Maybe there's two separate drashas going on here. When it says, B'yom Rishon, That's referring to an animal, carbon shechted on Tezvav. It can only be eaten by Yom Rishon, that first day, and no longer. And when it says Laboker, maybe that's referring to Chagiyas Yud Dalet, where it can only be eaten Yud Dalet, and then ready Psulina by the morning of the next one. So it's divided into two different carbonos here, and each one's only eaten one day or one night, and not 2 days. So again, the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. O einu ela b'shtei chagigos akasim medaber, achas chagigos yedalad, achas chagigos tezvav, v'zula boker, v'zula boker. That's the havamina. And the Gemara says, ha'da amar, no, ela the kaimlan, but in general, we know chagigos can be eaten, nechalas l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, imkein, if we know, again, if chagigos yedalad is only one day and one night, Chagigas Tezvav is also only now one day, one night. So where's the Neder Nedaba? Which Chagig is that referring to? That's Shnei Yamim for Laila Echad. How do you fit into that Pazik? Im Kain, Im Neder Nedaba, B'mai. What's the case? Im Chagigas Yedalad, we already said in the Havamina, Haksiv Be Yom V'Layla. And if it's referring to Chagigas Tezvav, Haksiv Be Yom V'Layla, we already said in this Havamina that we're working with, they're only eating a day and a night. What is the other example of a Chagiga that can be eaten for 2 days? So Ella must be Hai lechagigas tezvav, v'hei akul akra lechagigas yudalid. So it's telling us that this pasuk is referring to the tezvav. The pasuk of im neder o nedava is referring to tezvav is eaten for 2 days and 2 nights. And the pasuk here, bayom rishon leboker, that's referring to lechagigas yudalid, limeida chagigas yudalid, shenel achelas, l'shnei yamim v'lai l'echad. So that's the whole price. We understood the price, so hopefully we understood something about it. But now, what do we draw out from this whole case now? Taima diksiv bayom rishon leboker, demai boker bayom boker sheni. The initial pasuk we're darshaning here. We said when it says boker in this pasuk, it means boker sheni. But the only reason why we're saying it boker sheni, we're talking about chagigas yudalad, and then the pasuk says the be'er tizbach be'er bayom harishon leboker. Bayom harishon means you eat it on the first day of Pesach, which is day two of the chagiga. Boker is forced to mean boker sheni. Had you not had that drasha, boker would have meant boker rishon. And this is talking about the basar, the eating of the basar. So we see a stam definition of boker means boker rishon. So the Gemara again says, time d'chsib b'yom rishon leboker, demai boker boker sheni, only because of the drasha. But every other case, ha'kol hecha d'chsib boker stama, that means boker rishon. V'yaf agav lo k'sib b'reish, even though it doesn't qualify with the word reish. So just like by eating the basar, stam boker means boker rishon, so too by the emurim, what we start off with also, stam boker must be boker rishon, and you don't need the drasha Rav Kana to tell me based on reishes. And that's how he rejects Rav Kana's drasha. Okay.
I'm sorry, the limud of the im, neder, and nedava, what type of a limud is that? Is that, that's like a nesora or what?
Just extra word. We have extra words. You darshan extra words. Okay, new Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah is also a little bit complicated. We're not going to fully appreciate this Mishnah because the Gemara is going to analyze it on tomorrow's daf, but let's at least go through the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo l'shmo b'shabes chai v'lov chatas. A person shechs a karm Pesach, he's allowed to shech the karm Pesach if it's yudalid, if Erev Pesach is chalios b'shabes, you're allowed to. And you fulfill the mitzvah. But let's say they shechted it shelo l'shmo. So he has not fulfilled his mitzvah, so now he is a chayiv karis because he violated his mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. So he gets a chayiv karis. Now, shar kol hazvachim, says the Mishnah, sheshachtu l'shem Pesach. So let's say of another zevach. You took another animal and you shechted l'shem Pesach, even though it wasn't l'shem Pesach. You took a shlamim, let's say, and you shechted l'shem Pesach on Shabbos. Have you violated a Shabbos or not? You didn't do your karim Pesach because it wasn't a karim Pesach, which is shlamim you took. But you shechted l'shem Pesach. So will you be exempt or not? So there's a concept that if a person's shogeg, you made a mistake in a halacha, you didn't know Shabbos, you didn't know a carbon, that's a chiv chatas. But let's say a person wasn't shogeg, he was tarred. He was so overwhelmed and so busy, so then he actually gets exempt. So if you're tarred in a mitzvah, and you made a mistake, you're toah, the davar mitzvah, you actually are exempt from a carbon. So we have the distinction between a shogeg, a mistake, versus tirda. Tirda the mitzvah, you're pater. So the Gemara explains. Misha explains rather. Shar kol hazvachim sheshachtan l'shem Pesach. You took a shlamim, for example, and you shechted l'shem Pesach. Im einam ruin chayv. If that animal that you took was not roi for a Pesach, meaning you took a cow. Cows cannot be brought as a karban Pesach. That's called a shogeg. Not tirda. That shogeg, you'd be chayv. But im ruin hain, if it was a sheep, that is roi, but it was just the wrong carbon you took, but it makes sense that you got confused between the sheep of a shamim versus the sheep of a Pesach, then in that case, according to Rebbe Lezer, you're still chayiv, but according to Rebbe Shua, you're actually pater in that case. There's a difference here. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says here, im einem ru'uyin, it's three wide lines down in the Rashi, im einem ru'uyin lepesach, kigon egel o ayil ben sheshanim o nekeva, if it's a female, if it's a cow, if it's a two-year-old, chay v'lo chatas, im ne'lama mimenu Shabbos, if you forgot it was Shabbos, o kesavar shemutter lishchot acherim l'shem pesach, or you thought it was mutter to shecht another animal for Pesach, it made a mistake in halacha, dehai lav toet b'davar mitzvah. This is not called a mistake in a mitzvah. Everybody knows that this is not acceptable for Pesach. He made a mistake in the halacha. Fine, so he's chayiv. But im ru'uyin hin, if the animals were fit for Pesach, kigon huse ben shana shashlamim, sheshachtu, it was the right animal, it was a se, it was the right age, it was a year old, but it happened to be a shlamim, as opposed to Pesach, and he shachted l'shem Pesach, the mitoch shetarudu bal lishcha pischa. He was so overwhelmed with shachting his own Pesach, he accidentally took the wrong sheep. But it wasn't so off. That's ta bezeh, v'lo nizka shekdishu l'davar achi. He forgot that he was makdish his animal for shlamim as opposed to Pesach. That's where this machlok is between Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chata, says, Rashi, ava pisha ta b'davar mitzvah. Even though he's involved and busy with the mitzvah, he's still chayev. We'll see why in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yeshua Poter, the kesaver ta b'davar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, koldu, if you made a mistake, you were busy with the mitzvah, and you made a mistake, but you still accomplished some level of a mitzvah, it was still a shlamim, Pater Michiv Chatas Shiba, your Pater Michatas. So that's the klal, and we'll elaborate more on this tomorrow. Now the Mishnah says.
Wasn't it also mitzvah in Rashi? The Sabbath talk about mitzvah, also mitzvah. Did he do a mitzvah actually when he.
Right. So when he shechted the shlamim, so it would be different. So it would be different than a different case. Let's say the Mishnah talks about, I assume the Gemara brings this in, I don't remember, but in general, Tar B'Davar Mitzvah does bring it, I just saw, by Bris Mila. So Bris Mila, let's say you have two boys. And one's meal is supposed to be on Erev Shabbos, one was supposed to be on Shabbos. You accidentally took the Erev Shabbos baby, gave him a meal on Shabbos, so you made a mistake, it's just Shalom is mana, but you still got a mitzvah, right? You still got a mitzvah, it was wrong time, but you get a mitzvah. Now the flip side, let's say you have a baby that's supposed to get a meal on Shabbos and one on Sunday. And you gave the meal of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that is not a mitzvah because there's no Indian of a mitzvah on the seventh day. So you have a concept of doing a mitzvah even if it's a mistake. So to shech the shlamim here, there's some level of mitzvah involved there. Now, does it get chalked up as you fulfill the obligation?
The second one, I don't know which one. Is it the Friday baby or is it the Sunday baby, I guess?
Right. To me, it would be the Friday baby because it's still a shlamim. It still is a mitzvah. The chiyuv to shech it should have been Sunday. But if it's something that's not, let's say you took a chulin animal and shechted a chulin animal, there's no mitzvah in that. That would be the Sunday baby example where there is no mitzvah at all. Yeah, okay. So that's a whole question of Melech Machshed. That's not a question of Tir did the mitzvah. That's a question of Kavan.
But
then this is unique. That the Gemara is talking about this case. About a person who is Magbia, the wrong one. He thought it was Talish. No, because this is you're involved in a Davar mitzvah. When you're involved in a Davar mitzvah, that adds a certain element of the Bahul b'mitzvah, your Pater.
Even if you weren't doing a mitzvah. I mean, even if you were intending to do something that was permitted, and you did something impermitted, but not...
No, but the Gemara is mechalik between if you're trying to magbia something versus chaticha. If I had in mind to cut something off, but this is the same maisa shechita was for both animals, so it's still the same melacha. Okay. The Mishnah now says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Masa, Rabbi Eliezer, one who thinks that even though you're tarred with davar mitzvah, and you shechted the shlamim, the Shem Pesach, you're still chayef. So what does he say? So Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer, Ma ima Pesach shum mutter l'shmo. You're allowed to shech the Pesach on Shabbos if it's l'shmo. But kisheshina shmo, when you change it to a shlamim, you're chayef for doing so. Zvachim shein asurin l'shmo. And if you shech the shlamim on Shabbos l'shmo, you're chayef. Kisheshina shmo eino tzarech shi chayef. So certainly if you do eino din shi chayef. So again, Pesach is acceptable, and you change it, you're chayev. So that which is lishmo is chayev. Certainly, if you change lishmo, it should certainly be chayev as well. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo. That's not a good comparison. Im Amar Rabbi Pesach, sheshina b'davar aser. When you shech to the Pesach, l'shem davar acher, you're shechling for something else that was aser, to shlomim, which you can't do on Shabbos. But Tomer by Zvachim, where sheshina b'davar mutter, you shech to the l'shem of Pesach, which is acceptable, you change over to that which is mutter. That is, maybe that's not the case. Maybe you'd be potter in that case. So Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer, Blazer responds back, and Emure Tzibur, Yochichu. Learn from a murti, but that'll prove you wrong. Shein mutar lishman, however, shochtan lishman chayiv. So they're mutter lishman, but if you shecht it lishma, you're chayiv. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says a murit tzibur, and halfway down the wide lines, karbanos ha'amurin mitzibur b'shabbos kegon tamidim and musaf and yochichu shein mutar lishochtan lishma. You could shecht it lishma, it's mutter, carbon tamid is mutter and shabbos, but a shochet shars vachim lishma and the shabbos chayiv. If I shecht a chatas, the shame carbon tamid, I'm chayiv for that. So just because you change something to that which is mutter doesn't make you exempt from the carbon. So just like by emuret tzibur, if you shechted l'shem emuret tzibur, you'd be chayiv. So if you shecht zvachim l'shem pesach, you should be chayiv as well. So Amalei Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur says, no, don't compare emuret tzibur to that of a carbon pesach. Im amris be'emuret tzibur sheishlan kitzva. There's a set amount. There's only one carbon tamid that's brought. Only one carbon must have brought on the Shabbos. That's not excusable to use shechting your shlamim l'shem emuret tzibur. So that's why you're chayiv, even though you change the lishma to that which is mutter. But Tomer, will you say the same thing by Pesach? Shein lo kitzra, there's no end. There are tons of carbonized Pesach being brought. Look how Rashi explained this. Rashi says, you look at Tomer, do the first one, Sheishlan kitzva, Shein ro'u acherim harbe, asukin b'shchidasin. How many people are involved in bringing a carbon musaf on Shabbos? The kamen shenishchat ha-tamid, once you shechted the tamid once, yaduahu, shein tzarech l'shchot odin, you don't need another one. Hilkach ein zet tawar el shogig. That's not called a mistake, that's called a shogig. And therefore, de lo hayalo litos b'davar. You shouldn't make a mistake. Why are you shechting your shlamim l'shem ha-tamid? However, tomer b'pesach, shein lo kitzvah, there's no amount, there's no quantity of how many karbanos pesach are being brought. She'akol tzrichon l'chach, every member of Klal Yisrael needs a pesach. But rehu roa achem harbe oskim b'kach. And many people are shechting sheep all day long. And v'tarit lahisasek b'mitzvah, and he's involved in his own mitzvah. V'afilu shachet hu pishal kvar. Even if he shechted his own karban pesach already, u'matzah zebach zeh omid be'azara, and he sees another sheep in the azara, u'kasavar shu pesach, and he thought, this is his pesach, v'shachtu l'shem mishahu, he shechted for someone else, let's say, v'tal akach, he made a mistake, hukach to b'davar mitzvah, that's acceptable. Because there are tons of sheep running around near Pesach, that makes sense. But to shecht the shalmim to a carbon tamid, what are you doing? Shechting your shalmim for the tamid, and therefore it's not a raya. Just because a murit tzibur won't be chayiv l'shma to change l'shem a murit tzibur, it wouldn't be the case when shechting a carbon l'shem Pesach. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Meir Omer, afa shochet l'shem a murit tzibur pater. He argued, and he felt that even arguing Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar, that if you do shecht your carbon l'shem a murit tzibur, even though there's only one carbon tamid to be brought in the morning, that still is considered tarah b'davar mitzvah and pater. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. And that now a slightly different related topic though. Shachtu l'shol achlava on Shabbos. If you shecht the karm pesach to a person who can't eat, which is a chol and a zakin, or shalola menuya, people who are not part of the guest list, or la reilim, or the tmeim, if it's just an exclusive list of people who can't eat, then you're chayiv. It's a chayiv chatas for doing so. But if you shecht the karm pesach on Shabbos for a combination of l'ochlav shalola achlav, or l'menuyav shalola menuyav, or l'mulan la reilim, or l'tmeim l'torin, since on the guest list there are people who can eat, so then in those cases one would be pater from a chatas. And then finally the Gemara says shachtu v'nimitz a baal mum chayv. Let's say a person shechts the karm pesach, turned out there's a baal mum, he's chayv. Why is he chayv? So if you look at Rashi says chayv four lines and where is that, two lines up, the shogeg hu below honest the havalei l'mikurei should have inspected the animal for a baal mum. Why is he inspecting it only after the shechita? Must be that he made a mistake and therefore he's chayv chatas. And then shachtu v'nimtza treifa b'seiser pater. You shecht the animal, then you check the lungs, and there's a treifa. There's no way for you to know that was a treifa until after you shechted it and then dissected it. So therefore, you're pater in that case. And shachtu v'noda shemashku abaylam es yadam. Let's say you shecht the animal, and you found out that really in the shas shechita, the guest list already had emptied out. Everyone jumped off your karbon. Shemesu, or the owners died, o shenitmu, or they become tameh, which means you should not have shechted in the first place. In this case, you're pater, b'pnei sheshacha b'rshus, because Rashi says, she'anesu, delohaya yodeh shekein, lehayla l'bdok alkein, you didn't know that, nobody told you. By a bamum, there's an obligation to do an inspection. But by the guest list, it's not your obligation to go check if people are still alive, if people are still tower. Once you're told to shechted, and this was the guest list, you have every right to go ahead and shechted in permission. Now, even though you found it after the fact that it wasn't supposed to be done, one would be pater in this case. So Mirtz Hashem will continue this tomorrow to analyze each step in the Mishnah. Let's quickly review. We start off by saying, Ula quoted from Rabbi Elazar that shlamim that are shechted erev yantif are not the yotzi or mitzvah of simcha because you need zvicha b'shah simcha. We brought a number of questions back and forth and we ended up concluding that there are no questions really that are there. One of the things we mentioned was there's no simcha of shlamim leil rishon of yantif sukkis, but there is a mitzvah on the leil acharon. That's one thing we learned out from this. And then we had a Rabban quoting from Rebbe Lazar that Shlomim Sheshachlin Me'er Yom Tov can be used because you do not need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. And then the Gemara had the discussion of the Muri Chagigas Chamishasar, they're possibly Boker Rishon. We went through the whole complicated brisa about whether Stam Boker means Boker Rishon, Boker Sheni. We assumed in the end, we concluded that Stam Boker means Boker Rishon, Bein Lebasar, Bein Le Emurim. And then we had this long mishnah about different cases of Shechting the Pesach Shalolishma versus others Vachim L'Shem Pesach, and that back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.